Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, roll on the weekend. Good to speak to you again.
Roll on the weekend indeed. Now, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has met with Grenfell families. How was their response to the meeting with the PM?
Pretty spiky, actually. So the issue is, as we come up to the first anniversary, which just a matter of weeks away, won't be long at all in coming, there's going to be a public inquiry, and the families are very angry about the makeup of the panel in charge of the inquiry, and they feel that it's just quite simply not diverse enough, not representative of Grenfell and the area and the people that live there, and basically that it's too white and that the people in charge just don't have the experience or the background or the cultural understanding to make any difference or to understand what went on and all the reasons as to just everything that has happened since. So they're angry. They met with the Prime Minister, and a couple of standout headlines. One man who lost six members of his family says that she is on a different planet, Theresa May. And then the picture that makes all of the papers today and has pretty much gone viral on social media, a guy who survived, who is an artist, he has given the Prime Minister a painting of what was left of the tower, the burnt out shell. And Theresa May, she's obviously in a very, very difficult position, but she says she will reflect on what they said to her last night.
And plenty of people listening to us this afternoon are driving around, probably trying to dodge potholes, because there's some new data out in the UK revealing just how much UK drivers are paying for driving through a pothole.
$2 million a month this is costing us. There is an epidemic of potholes here. Now, obviously, we've had the beast from the east, a lot of snow and ice. And the way it works, if you've got a small pothole and that fills up with water and then it freezes and then snow on top of it, that ice expands and pushes the pothole out further, and you end up with even bigger potholes when it all melts and goes away. And our roads are absolutely terrible at the moment. I find myself, I did laugh the other day. I live in Oxfordshire. The council have been round and they're obviously counting the potholes. And the guys from the council have drawn little arrows beside each pothole. They haven't filled them in. I'm sure this is coming in about 6 months' time. But they've been round to just kind of point and leave little arrows pointing to potholes. And I think, yeah, I ride a bike round here. I know exactly where they all are. So it's costing about $2 million per month. And insurance claims rocketing for damage to tyres and what have you and vehicles. We've actually had more claims already in the first few months of the year compared to last year. 4,200 pothole claims have gone in for between January and April.
Which Scottish drink is Donald Trump banning?
Iron Brew, which looks suspiciously like the colour of his hair and skin, if I'm honest. It's orange. It's too orange for Donald Trump. Wait till you hear this story. People in Scotland not laughing at this one, Ollie. It's my favourite story of the week, actually. He owns a super posh hotel in Ayrshire, beautiful county up in Scotland. It's called Trump Turnberry. You can play golf there. It's very exclusive. It's luxurious. They've just had a refurb and they've spent a lot of money on new carpets. A group have checked in this week and they've asked for Iron Brew to be available to drink. Now, for anyone who has never been to Scotland or tasted Iron Brew, it's an orange drink. It's fizzy. It's very, very tasty. It has a unique taste, and they love it in Scotland. I would go so far as to say it is the national soft drink in Scotland. Trump has banned it from his hotel because apparently the management are worried about the stains on the carpet if it's spilt. Now, you could say that, you know, if you spill any drink on carpet, Coca-Cola, orange juice, it's going to stain. But apparently, Iron Brew is banned. And one guy on Twitter has said, you can rip up climate change deals, you can rip up Iranian nuclear treaties, but please don't take Iron Brew out of Scotland.
Fair enough indeed. Now, is Wayne Rooney packing his bags and moving to the USA?
He's going to United, but don't get excited. He's not going back to Old Trafford. He's heading to DC United, the papers reckon today. They believe a deal is done, and Wayne Rooney, it's just a matter of him seeing out the last game of the season at Everton, where he has grown frustrated. This is his boyhood club, Everton, and I think the Rooneys are looking at, you know, one last hurrah for him. MLS soccer, he could probably knock out 2-3 seasons there, score loads of goals, and have a fitting finale to a career. And what a cool place to go and bring up your children as well.
Yeah, indeed it would be, Andrew Brady. And before I let you go this afternoon, we can't not talk about this. Are you getting the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, Andrew? I'm so proud for you, Andrew, as a huge cricket fan, to see your country, your home country of birth, Ireland, debuting in Test cricket today against Pakistan. This is going to be sensational. They'll be singing Ireland's Call, won't they?
Not the cricket, they won't. Our national anthem, Ollie, just for future educational purposes, mate, is called Aron Navian, and we'll see if they play that.
Well, I like Ireland's Call. I love it at the start of the rugby, and I think they should play this at the cricket. This would get the Pakistanis worried.
I think the sight of a dozen odd Irishmen carrying lumps of wood, I think that should worry them enough.
Indeed. Go Ireland. I hope they perform well in their first ever Test match, Ender. Have a great weekend.